You're listening to a Mass Attack podcast. So, Narelle, tell me about PMS and how can it cause weight gain?
The good old PMS, premenstrual syndrome. Okay, I love PMS. It's one of those things that
you are a very strange woman, Narelle. You know that, don't you?
I know, but it can come in handy through the month when you want to get rid of people.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I'll just bring that person when I've got PMS, and I know they won't be around anymore. Yeah, so you can use it to your advantage, but on the whole, it can actually be really disruptive to your life. I mean, the problem is PMS does cause weight gain, and that's one of the things that a lot of women don't understand, or it's not commonly linked to weight gain, but it definitely does cause weight gain. It's something that women, you tend to sort of accept as part of your life, and you think, oh, well, I've just got PMS, and everybody just has to, you know, tread around me today, and I've got PMS. Oh, go away.
Tolerate.
But tolerate me or leave. But the thing is, it does affect your mood and it does affect your appetite and also your energy and your sleeping patterns. So if you sort of break that down, if it's affecting your mood, you're going to feel a little bit depressed. So you're going to, you turn to comfort eating, or some women turn to alcohol during that time. The other thing, you know, it can increase your appetite as well. So a lot of women, and especially linked into estrogen, is you'll get this ravenous appetite where you just feel so hungry that there's nothing that's going to kill that appetite. You could just eat and eat and eat until, you know, it just won't stop. But if you think as well, you know, energy, if you're feeling with, you get that really, as progesterone levels drop towards the end of your cycle, you get that real lull and the testosterone drops. You actually get that real lull where you're so fatigued and lethargic. And some women are just like, I can't think, I can't get out of bed. Well, you're not going to feel like exercising.
No.
So you do, you're more likely to sit on the couch with a tub of ice cream and, of course, the Tim Tams and watch your favourite movie and bawl your eyes out. So, I mean, that's kind of the typical, you know, PMS picture, and it's true because all of those hormones are actually causing that to happen.
Mm. I remember when I did get PMS, which I don't get anymore, but I would know straight away I would be depressed and I would need chocolate.
Exactly.
And they came at exactly the same time every month, and I didn't know it initially. It took quite a while to realise what it actually was, and I would be very, very depressed. I couldn't work out why I was depressed because there was nothing bad happening in my life. And then I finally realised that's what it is, and I thought, okay, well, I'll just sit down and eat chocolate, and by tomorrow I'll feel good again. It worked.
Exactly. That's right. However, if you're trying to lose weight, all of a sudden, emotionally, you just think, well, I have just destroyed everything and I'm not going to lose weight and I'm going to gain it all. And then all of a sudden, you're off the wagon and you're on the diet roller coaster.
Mm. So what can you do? Let's say hypothetically you've got PMS and you are gaining weight. What should you do about that? I mean, what's the best way to go about it?
Yeah. Look, PMS is the first and final, you know, it's a fantastic symbol that an indicator that, you know, you need to work on your hormones. Your hormones are out of balance. If you're getting really bad PMS, then your hormones are out of balance. So what we need to do is, there's lots of things you can heal your PMS with naturally. And as a naturopath, we'd use different herbs. And we don't just use Chase Tree or Vitex, which you can get in the pharmacy or whatever. And that can actually be quite the wrong thing to do if it's not indicated in your PMS, because there's a few different types of PMS, and this, as a herbalist, we look at the woman and we look at you as a patient, and we say, well, okay, this is the type of PMS you've got. These are the areas that we need to work on. These are the hormones that are indicated. These are the herbs we choose. And you can actually, if you try to narrow it down just to, like, with one herb like Vitex, and that's why some women try Vitex and it doesn't work for them, because it's not the right herb. Mm-hmm. It's heavily marketed as being fantastic for PMS, but it might not be the right one for you. And that's why if you actually work with a herbalist or you work with somebody who's trained in that area, you will get it's money well spent, because you'll actually get the results that you're actually wanting, and you're not going to be just sort of potentially making it worse.
Okay, so looking at it now from a more, I guess, sort of technical perspective, how exactly does the PMS cause the weight gain and sabotage the weight loss?
Yeah. Look, first of all, women with PMS have lower levels of what you call neurotransmitters. These are things like histamine, and they're important neurotransmitters that targets the brain receptors to reduce anxiety and create calm during times of stress, which is the main reason what contributes to mood changes. And it can make you crave foods and make weight loss harder. And in particular, like if you've got low histamine levels, you tend to sort of gain weight around the tops of your thighs, mm-hmm. around that sort of knee zone, and you just kind of, you'll find it's just depositing there, and you think, well, what's going on? It's tends to be low histamine levels, and alcohol can decrease histamine levels in your body as well. But if you're sort of feeling, you know, those mood changes, then we need to work on those sorts of hormones and neurotransmitters. The second sort of part with the mood symptoms, you've got the elevated levels of estrogen, and they stimulate your central nervous system, okay, which pretty much makes you one feisty woman to be around. Mm-hmm. So you're feeling, I laugh because you sort of, a lot of women say to me, look, around my period I feel like the Michelin man, and that's exactly it, because you know, yeah. your breasts feel big, your tummy feels big, your head feels swollen because you probably got a headache, you know, your whole temperament is big and you're sort of out there and you're just ready to attack and kill, because that's kind of the way you feel. And for some women, the only way that they can find to calm down is to drink alcohol and relax. But that'll make it all worse because it lowers histamine levels even more. And, I mean, obviously it'll make you, you know, teary and depressed and probably ring up the person that you don't like the most and abuse them at that point of time.
Yeah.
So it's really not a good state to be in, and that's why it can be, PMS can really have an impact upon your life socially as well, all those people around you that you love. Yeah.
Yes, I would imagine people who have chronic PMS also don't have a lot of friends.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Pick them out. Oh, she hasn't got friends. Oh, she's obviously got PMS.
Yeah, exactly. All your friends sort of know, well, I better not go there. It's around that time for her. I'll just kind of go to the extreme. Yeah,
exactly.
I like her when she's ovulating, but I can't stand her when she's there.
Pick your month. Try and time it with the full moons or something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's always that. Exactly. That's right. Yeah. And look, I mean, it's really important to remember as well that before your period, your body can't metabolize carbohydrates as well as what it should either, which it leads to an increase of storage of fats and higher levels of blood sugar.
That's really interesting you say that. I have to interject because a lot of, given that it can't metabolize, that's when you're craving them.
Correct. And that's why.
Yeah, you've got this exactly. real.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's why, one of the reasons why, like, women will say, and, you know, they'll say, oh my God, I've just put in on a kilo or 2 kilos in a day, you know, overnight. And it's like, no, it's actually not body fat. That's actually not physically possible. Mm. It's your body's holding fluid at this point in time, and whereabouts are you at your cycle? I'm due for my period in a couple of days. That's what's happening.
So
it's kind of, you will feel bloated, you do feel that, but balancing your hormones out means that you won't have as much of that response happening, and it can really, and changing your diet for your hormones has such a major impact on that. And you know, sometimes you know, look, okay, it's the week before my period, I know I'm going to crave this, and I know I'm going to do this, and I know this is going to happen to me because it always does. My body doesn't metabolize carbs properly. I know that for a fact. You can actually just take a herbal tonic, or you can take some supportive nutrients during that week to make sure that you don't, just to balance out that response during that point where you know you're always going to be at your weakness.
Yeah, good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that I've heard that stress also stimulates the high levels of cortisol, and this obviously slows down the thyroid, or supposedly slows down the thyroid. Is that true?
Oh, look, absolutely. When you suffer from insomnia during PMS, or especially with that whole sleep deprivation thing, it's like you might go to sleep at you know, 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever, or 10 o'clock, or it's, and then you wake up at that 3 a.m. and you can't get back to sleep again, and then you've either got to deal with work in the morning, or you know, deal with the kids or whatever. But the cortisol is released at an increased level, and it stimulates your appetite, and it causes cravings, and it causes weight gain. Unfortunately, the combinations of both the neurological and the hormonal factors together that cause PMS are both linked to weight gain, and both of them have a direct effect upon your metabolism, which is why weight loss will be so much more difficult.
I hear you. been there, done that. Now, let's say then, and there are going to be some people out there that will fit this bill, what happens if you just ignore the PMS and hope that it goes away?
Well, first of all, it's going to come back and bite you once a month. But you can ignore it, because you often do when you're at that height of it and you sort of get through it and everything, and then afterwards you think, oh, thank God it's over. Or some women, you know, have a sigh of relief when they get their period and I think, oh, it's here now, I can all relax, and everybody takes a big deep breath around them. But the thing is, if you leave it untreated, a more serious health complaint can emerge from the hormone imbalance. Because remember, PMS is a sign of hormonal imbalance. But if you ignore it, you're setting yourself up for potentially metabolic syndrome, or like we call insulin resistance. So that means that you're going to constantly gain weight. But that in itself can trigger off more complex health conditions like as PCOS or fibroids or endo. And in particular, it can lead to type 2 diabetes,
wow,
which is an absolute whammy. And so by the time you sort of hit, you know, 40, in your 40s, you've got the tummy fat, you've got the whole thing happening, you're at a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, you can't lose the weight, the metabolic syndrome's affecting your thyroid. So you're at that, you know, gaining, you know, a kilo a month consistently and through your menopausal years. So it's really important, if you have PMS, to identify it. Sure, you can laugh about it and you can warn people about it around you, but it is actually one of your body's biggest warning signs and first warning signs, and it reminds you every single month like a post-it note on your forehead to do something about it.
And it can start so very young in your life.
Oh, look, I know. Absolutely.
It's hard to imagine young girls can be so out of balance.
I know, exactly. Like, I mean, you know, some it's not uncommon for a girl these days to get a young girl to get their period at 10. And I know, being a mum of a 10-year-old daughter, she's already got friends who have got their period, and you just think it's so young to start with. But then by the time they can hit sort of like 13 or 14, that whole PMS thing can be really in full swing. So as mothers and as sort of aunties and surrounding support networks of these young girls, it's really important that we're aware of it and we can help to identify it, not just for ourselves, but for other women around us and other girls around us as well, because they're not really going to understand their period properly until they're made to, until they're older. Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Thanks, Narelle.